Lindy, you held that one goal lead in the third period. Maybe the second period wasn't as good as you might have liked. What did you like in the third to be able to hold the lead?
You know what? I thought we supported the puck well in the third period and just played a real smart period. A couple of real good opportunities to extend it, but didn't capitalize. But I thought our attention to not giving up much was real good.
What did you think about the way that Luukkonen played? He wasn't happy about Pittsburgh, but he stepped up for you guys.
Yeah, I thought played really well for us. You know, I thought total team game. We needed some big saves. We got some big saves. So overall, I thought, you play like that, you're going to win a lot of hockey games.
Two big goals tonight. What are they doing well that's creating offense?
Again, they're finding the holes. That both JJ and Tomer can really shoot it. I thought both guys missed a couple of great opportunities on the power play. But the line on the whole is generating opportunities. They're generating opportunities different ways. Some of it is in the zone, some's on the rush. So, it's good to have a line like that that's clicking.
How'd you recover? Because you'd lost the lead, and then the second period's not going well, and you recovered and get that goal right before the end of the period. How did you recover?
You know, I think the first goal took a little wind out of our sails. Probably a goal you don't like. I thought we didn't stay with how aggressive we wanted to be, get on top of them. I thought we backed off a little bit. Talked about after the second goal, just getting back on our toes again, trying to create some zone time and create some pressure, get pucks in behind them. They were doing a good job to the neutral zone of mainly forcing dump-ins. But once we got above the goal line, I thought we created some good opportunities.
You mentioned a couple of opportunities missed on the power play. What did you think about how those two units worked tonight?
Better. I thought better. Set up a couple of really good shots. Cousin in the slot for a couple that I thought he mishandled a little bit. I thought both Paterka and Thompson had the outside shots that they'll start going in. But it looked a lot better. We showed a lot more composure, and we opened up some people, which was good to see.
What was the reason for Greenway's absence?
Injury. He's got a lower body injury that he couldn't play with.
I know. I think I know you well enough. You probably loved Malenstein and Skoll.
That line gave us a great night. That line played against Bedard most of the night when they were out there, and I thought they were being a real pain for him. So when you look at the body of work that line put in, they got rewarded with a goal. So, like I said, I thought a great team effort.
As a coach, is it big to be able to have a line like that you can put on the ice against the other team's top guys?
Well, I think it's what today's game's about. You look at the speed that Lafferty's got in the wing, and I think Peyton in the middle, his face-off work tonight was really good. I put him in there for a couple of really important face-offs. And then you look at Mel, he's a wrecking ball when he goes in and gets around the front of the net, and he gets into people below the goal line.